This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Southwest isn't changing its policy, at least through next year, but its CEO, Gary Kelly, said some customers might prefer an a la carte approach, and he said, we'd be crazy not to provide our customers with what they want. So-called auxiliary fees for bags, food, even better seats have been big moneymakers for the airline industry in recent years. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman joins me live now to talk about it. Hi, Mitchell.
Hi, Lizzie.
So, I mean, these baggage fees, they can be like $20, sometimes more. Some airlines don't charge for them, but it feels like this might be changing eventually.
Right. You know, discount airline Southwest is really the lone holdout among the major airlines, JetBlue also. The CEO of Southwest continued to insist yesterday in the company's earnings call that the airline won't add bag charges at least until next year is over. He says it's one of Southwest's selling points, you know, but he also hinted that could change as passengers get used to all these a la carte fees, not just the bag fees, also, you know, paying to sit at the front with more legroom. Seth Kaplan at Airline Weekly says the writing's on the wall.
And I've heard stories of people showing up at Southwest, for example, and realizing they don't have to pay for their bags and say, oh, well, that's nice. In other words, Southwest and JetBlue aren't even getting the full benefit because people don't care as much as they did 5 years ago when that was a real benefit to fly the airline that didn't charge for bags.
So, Mitchell, what else is helping the airlines this year?
Well, it's a combination of higher fares they're being able to charge and lower costs, especially for jet fuel. And then there's consolidation. We've seen airlines declare bankruptcy. They've merged. That's given them the market power to consolidate routes, to pack planes fuller, and make more money. Here's Seth Kaplan again.
We call it the three C's: consolidation, capacity cutting, and charging for everything, all the bag fees and all of that.
You know, and Southwest, look, they're leaving a fair amount of money on the table as long as they maintain their policy. Last year, according to the government, the airlines made $3.5 billion, that's with a B, on these baggage fees alone.
Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman, thank you.
Thanks, Lizzie.